The Mishnah in Masechta Erevin Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis teaches us where the Erev can be placed and where the Erev should not be placed. And the Mishnah teaches us Hanosin Asaruve Bebei Shar Bechsad Ruve Peses Eino Erev, that putting the Erev in any of these places, the gatehouse or some sort of a open porch in front of the house, that is not a place where the Erev can be placed. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, Vadorsham, if somebody lives in one of these areas, it's not considered as if he is a member of the Chatzar. That the halacha, of course, is that every member of the Chatzar has to participate in the Erev. These individuals are not considered members of the Chatzar who have to participate in the Erev. And the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, teaches us, Amar Yehuda Breidu Shmuel Bar Shailas, Kamakam Sha'amru Hador Sham Eina Oyser, wherever the halacha is that if someone lives there, he's not considered a member of the Chatzar, that the halacha should be that his presence would be an issue if he did not participate in the Erev. On the other hand, teaches us the Gemara, Hanoisin, if you'll put your Erev in such a spot, Hanoisin Eruvay, Eina Erev. Chutz, mi Beis Shar, the Yochid, the Gemara says the Beis Shar of that belongs to Yochid, there, that is an area where the Erev may be put. On the other hand, says the Gemara, B'kamakom Sh'am Chacham Eim Anichem B'Erev, anywhere where Chazal said the Erev can't be put, the halacha is Menichem by Shutuf, Shtufim Mevois can be put there, Chutz Me'Avar Mavoi. What the Gemara is teaching us is that, as the Gemara explains itself, that even though an Eruvah Chetzeris has to be put indoors, and the reason being, as we've learned previously in our Masechta, Erev Mishum Dira, the reason that you put an Erev is because it causes that where you put the Erev is considered where you are living, and you only live indoors in a Mokim Dira. A Shtuf Mavas is to connect all the Mavas. And since the Shtuf Mavas is to connect all the Mavas, the halacha is that the Shtuf Mavas can't be put in a Mavui, but it could be put in a Chatzar of, it could be put in a Chatzar that connects to those Mavus. There's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. Why the halacha is, if you put the Erev in a Beis Shar, etc., umepeses, and it's an Erev, not an Erev. Rashi explains that an Erev, as we just said, Erev Mishumdira, and therefore the Erev has to be put in a place that's Roi Yudira, that people live in. And people don't live in a Beis Shar, Echsadu, and Mepeses. And that's why the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, along the same reasoning, paskins that the place where you put the Erev has to be a room that has Dalet al Dalet Amos. Again, only an Erev must be placed in a place that's a Beis Dira. That's the explanation of Rashi. The Ritva, however, has a very different explanation. The Ritva's explanation is that an Erev should be put in a place where it's properly mishtamer, where it's going to be properly guarded, that it will remain. If you put it outdoors, it's not mishtamer properly. And the Mefarshim themselves, in explaining this concept, to be consistent with what we just discussed in the Gemara, says there are different levels of mishtamer. Because if the halacha is that it's only considered a valid Erev if it's put in a makam ha-mishtamer, the question immediately comes up, so how could we put a shtuf mevas in a chatzar? The answer, explained the Mefarshim, is that there are different degrees of mishtamer. And for Erev, the Ritva holds, you have to have a very high level of mishtamer, and therefore it has to be kept indoors. For Shtuf Mavas, a lower level of shimur is required, And therefore, even if it's just put in a chatzar, it's adequate shuv. There's a Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Shin Samach Vav, Sif Gimel, discusses where is the minig that we put the Erev. Says the Ramah, Hagav HaMinig Bezman HaZeh, Lo'aniyah Cho'erev HaBeis HaKnesses, the minig is to put the Erev on the Beis HaKnesses, V'kei Noagu HaKadmoinim. And that was the minig of the previous generations. And the Ramah himself is bothered with the question that is obvious. If our Mishnah, Gemara, just taught us that the Erev has to be put into a Beis Dira, so how could we put the Erev in a shul? The shul is not a mokum dira. V'nirli atam, the Erev in Shalonu yesh lahem din shittuf, because the Erevin that we put are really not Erevin. They have the status of a shittuf, mevas, and as we just discussed in the Gemara, vein tzorach l'nich b'beis dira. Only an Erev has to be put in a Beis Dira, not a shittuf mevas. A shittuf mevas could be put in a chatzar, and if a shtuf of avos could be put in a chatzar, they could also be put in a base of knesses. How do we understand this Ramah? That the Ramah says that our Erevin really fall into the category of shtuf of avos. So there's two ways of understanding. It's actually a machloikis, the Gra and the Bach. The Gra says, going back to a sugya that we discussed earlier in our Masechta, if you have a shtuf of avos, you also have to have Erev Chatzeris. That Ramah is following the opinion that if you have Shtuf and Mavaz, you don't need to have Erev Chatzeris. So the Erev that's put in the shul is considered a Shtuf and Mavaz, and it's a valid Shtuf and Mavaz by all means. And since it's considered a valid Shtuf and Mavaz by all means, it could also serve as and Aruba Chetzeris. That's the Gra's approach. The Bach, and actually the Bi'ah Halacha quotes the Bach, says that since we're making the Shtufa Mavas with bread, so the bread, when is there a question if you could rely on Shtufa Mavas and not need an Erev? Is if only if you're making it not with bread. But if you're making it with bread, since you're making it with bread, it could carry both requirements. It could fulfill both requirements. It could work both at the same time as an Ruvi Chatzeris and a Shtufa Mavaz. Meaning that if I would make a Shtufa Mavaz that was only qualified to be a Shtufa Mavaz, and it wasn't qualified to be an Ruvi Chatzeris, so then the halacha would be that we have to rely on the machlokes. We have to come up, we now fall into the question, can you rely on a Ruvi Chatzeris when you have Shtuf Mavaz? Also, do we have to have a separate Ruvi Chatzeris? But when I make one thing, and that one thing could fulfill both requirements, says the Bach, everybody says that that's fine. The problem with this approach is, as we've discussed a number of times in our Masechta, in the way the houses and the chatzeris were constructed in the times of Chazal, indeed, you had chatzeris, you had mavaz, and all of these things opened up one to each other, and therefore there was a need for Ruvi Chatzeris and Shtuf and mavaz. But the way our streets are constructed, we really don't have we really don't have them built in such a way. And since we don't really have them built in such a way, it again very much opens up the question, why will we put the Erev Chatzeris, which is really serving only the Erev Chatzeris purposes, and not the Shtuf Mavaz purpose, in a place which is not really a base theorem? As an Al Gemara Mishnah just said, that that's not the place we want or to put his Erev. And in fact, even though the Ramah, as we just said, says that the minig is to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, I did see that there are many that disagree with Ramah. The Maril and the Marim Vail all say that they didn't put, all felt that the Erev should not put, be put in the Beis HaKnesses. So why would we want to put the Erev as the Paiskim in a Beis HaKnesses, which opens itself up to all sorts of issues that we are discussing? We could have put it in a house where it wouldn't have these different questions. So if we follow the opinion of the Ritva, this is not a question. Because the Ritva says that the need to put the Erev in a Beis Dira is only because it should be a Makam HaMishtamer. So if we're looking for a Makam HaMishtamer, the Beis HaKnesses is certainly a Makam HaMishtamer, and therefore, according to Ritva, we will chatchila to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that only in the time of Chazal, as we know, is discussed extensively in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, where they were careful not to eat in the Beis HaKnesses, is a Beis HaKnesses not considered a Mokum Dira. However, nowadays that we eat in the Beis HaKnesses, so says the Chazon Ish, the Beis HaKnesses certainly could be considered a Beis Dira. And I saw that the Paiskim say that even if there are Batei Knesses that that people don't eat in, but those Batei Knesses have side rooms in which people eat. And since they have these rooms that are connected to Beis HaKnesses where people eat, they have a hall, a social hall, so therefore the Beis HaKnesses is considered a Beis Dira. But why is there specifically an issue, as the Ramah says, the minig is to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses? Why do we specifically want to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses? So, the Prima Gadim quotes a Lavush that the Beis HaKnesses is the most public area. So since the Beis HaKnesses is the most public area, we want that the children should understand, that people should understand that we're carrying on Shabbos. It's not because there's no issa to carry. We're carrying because we have an Erev. So the minig was established specifically to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, where everybody will see and realize that this is the reason we're carrying. Another reason that I saw is because we know the halacha is that the Erev has to be accessible to everybody, especially a Bein HaShemashes, in order for it to be considered a valid Erev. So if you have the Erev in somebody's private house, and Rachmano Atzlan, somebody passes away, and a Kayin, therefore, would not be able to have access to that Erev, because obviously the Kayin can't enter a house where there's a person who's not alive. So that Erev would now become disqualified, because it's in a place that's not accessible to all. In the shul, it's less likely that people will pass away. Because usually people who pass away are people who are sick, and people who are so very ill are not coming to the shul. Even though I saw that the Das Torah, the Marsham, is not particularly concerned with this issue, because the Marsham's opinion is that even if the Kohen himself cannot enter the house where there is someone that passed away, he could ask a Yisrael to enter the house on his behalf. And once the Yisrael would enter on his behalf, he could get the Erev. That is not considered a situation that the Erev is inaccessible. That's the Masham's approach. But there are Paiskim that say that no, it has to be accessible to the person himself and not to a shliach of the person. Another reason why I saw the Paiskim suggest they specifically wanted to put the Erev in the shul, because our Gemara, actually the next Mishnah here on that Pei Hei on the Beis, discusses what is the situation if people travel away for Shabbos, and do they need to participate in the Erev? And if the Erev is in their home, it may be a real issue. So since, it's Mishnah that pei vav, the next Mishnah. So since in a private house, if the Erev is put in a private house, and as is the minig, which the Paiskim very much commend and suggest that that is the minig that we should follow, then we don't make a separate Erev every week. We make an Erev once a year. So what happens if we're going to put the Erev in someone's house and that person is not here for Shabbos? That would put in question the Erev. But by putting the Erev in the shul, which is open every Shabbos, we avoid this problem. But perhaps there's another way of understanding why it's not an issue to maintain the minig of putting the Erev in a Beis HaKnesses. Our Mishnah, as we started our shiur, teaches us two separate halachas. One halacha is that hanoisna saruva beishar echsadrum apesas, putting the Erev in the beishar echsadrum apesas ain't an Erev. That's not the place to put down an Erev. And the Mishnah also taught us that darshan, but if somebody lives in one of those areas, ain't an oyser. He need not participate in the Erev. So Pashup Shat, as the Mishnah stated, and as we learned the Gemara on the Mishnah, these two rules travel together. But if we look in the Meiri here, we find that the Meiri says that these two rules are actually two separate rules that are not connected. There's one halacha, that where must the Erev be put? The Erev has to be put in a place that's called a bayis. And in fact, the Gemara says it. That's why the Gemara says, a beishar de yochid is considered a bayis. And since a beishar de yochid is considered a bayis, you could put your Erev there. There's another halacha. In order that it should be considered that somebody didn't participate in the Erev, there it has to be a place that's royal adira. Only in a place that's royal adira, and that royal adira didn't participate, then it's not an Erev. But if it's not royal adira, he is not considered a member of the chatzar. So now it's very gishmak. In order to put the Erev, all you need is a bias. A Beis HaKnesses is certainly a bias. The fact that the Beis HaKnesses is not a mokum dira, the halacha of mokum dira is a different halacha. The halacha of mokum dira is that if I am a mokum dira, I have to participate in the Erev, and my lack of participation could cause an issue. But we're not talking about your lack of participation. We're talking about where you could put the Erev. The basic, it only has to be a bayis, and has to be a beis shar de yochid. And actually, I saw that the Paiskim used this concept to discuss a very interesting issue. We said, we quoted the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, that a bayis, she'ein by dalet al dalet, a house that doesn't have dalet amos al dalet amos, is not considered of a bayis. And this is a halacha that we don't only find in Hilchas Erev, we also find such a halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah. That the halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah is that if the room isn't dalet amos al dalet amos big, it's not mechuyev mezuzah. But there's a machloikis ha'achroinim, if a room isn't dalet al dalet square, but it's, let's say, long and narrow. So it has in it the area of dalet al dalet, but not the shape of dalet al dalet. What is the halacha? So the machloikis ha'poiskim. But regarding Erevin, everybody agrees that it's considered a house, and you could put, it's considered a room, and you could, a house, and you could put an Erev in it. So ask the Tosfos Shabbos, why this is a kula that could bring a chumrah. Yes, you could put an Erev in a room that's not dalet al dalet square, but can be, has the area of it. But on the other hand, now that room will make that if you didn't participate, if somebody has a house or a room that big, and he didn't participate in the Erev, it will make a problem. So the way that we're explaining according to the Meiri, it doesn't necessarily travel together. As far as a room being considered a bias, the Tosfos Shabbos is teaching us, the halacha is, the Paiskim are teaching us, that as far as Hilchas Erevin are concerned, a bayis, even if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, but it has the area of dalet al dalet, that's enough. As far as Hilchas Dira is concerned, maybe a dira is only a place that has actually Dalet al Dalet. Because the Meiri is teaching us that there are two separate halachas. There's a halacha of Bayis and there's a halacha of Dira. Putting the Erev, where you put the Erev, you have to put the Erev in a Bayis. And therefore, a base of Knesset is certainly also considered a Bayis. It may not be a Dira, but the Meiri is saying that for an Erev to be put somewhere, it doesn't have to be a Dira. All it needs to be is a Bayis.